Good morning. A flat start to trade is expected here in Australia today, with SPY futures pointing up by 7 points or 0.1% after a fairly benign trading session on Wall Street last night. We did see the Dow Jones fall by just 10 points overnight, but we did see at the same time the S&P 500 index close just below record highs. It was up by 11 points or 0.2%. The NASDAQ was the strongest performer. It was up by 70 points or 0.4%, arresting those declines. We did see the 10-year US Treasury yield lend its support. It was down by 3 basis points overnight, and it was at 1.64%. We have seen tech shares under pressure recently on the back of a bring forward of interest rate hike expectations, but also at the same time, there's been a lot of discussion around the acceleration of the tapering of the US Federal Reserve's bond buying program as well. In fact, we did hear from the US Federal Reserve last night. The latest meeting minutes were released, and in that meeting, we heard discussions, of course, around an acceleration of that tapering or reduction in those monthly bond purchases to deal with a spike in inflation. However, some of those policymakers were a little bit more dovish, countering that they needed some flexibility around that program. And what we did see last night is the US Federal Reserve's preferred inflation target, the core PCE deflator, that rose by 4.1% over the year to October, the strongest annual growth in about 30 years. And of course, that's double the Fed's target of 2%. On the flip side, we did see some very strong data around the jobs market too. Claims for unemployment benefits or initial jobless claims last week came in at 199,000. That's the lowest reading since 1969, suggesting a tightening of the labour market. Also, consumer spending was quite buoyant too in the month of October, resilient in the face of rising infection rates, and we did see that up by 1.3%. That provided some support to the consumer discretionary index on the S&P 500, which lifted by 0.2%. We also saw shares of Visa up by 2.4%, and that was the strongest performer on the Dow Jones index. Last night as well, we did see some quite mixed results from some of the retailers, but also some of the computer processor producers. And of course, with the retailers, we saw shares of apparel maker Gap and department store Nordstrom down by 24% and 29% respectively on weaker earnings results than expected. Supply chain disruptions, of course, affected their same store sales, and that weighed on both those shares. At the same time, we did see quite strong earnings results out of computer processors, Dell and also HP. HP shares are up by 10%, with Dell shares up almost 5% after they logged a more than fourfold increase in quarterly profits on increasing demand for personal computers. Tesla shares lifted 0.6% after CEO Elon Musk sold another $1 billion US worth of stock overnight. We saw software stock Autodesk fall 15.5% after the company issued disappointing fourth quarter earnings guidance. And Goldman Sachs was a weight on the Dow Jones index. It was down by 2.4%, with those falling bond yields affecting those shares at the same time. European shares were pretty flat overnight as well. We saw the Stoxx 600 index up by just 0.1%. Of course, key focus on lockdowns and rising infection rates in Europe at the moment. We did see some support though from European telecommunications sector companies. They're up 1.2%, with Telecom Italia surging almost 16% on that KKR takeover news. At the same time, we did see travel stocks slide by 1% on fears over a broadening of lockdowns and restrictions in Europe. We also saw the appointment or the announcement that German Chancellor-elect Olaf Scholz will be in charge after an agreement or coalition was reached between the Free Democrats, Greens and the German Social Democrats overnight. And Germany's most prominent economic data was released overnight to the IFO Business Climate Conditions Index. That dropped for a fifth month in a row on supply chain disruptions, but also worries about COVID infection rates. That came in at 96.5 in November, down from 97.7 in October. So a continuation of the weakness in the business sector in powerhouse Germany. Now, we saw the German DAX index on the back of that down by 0.4%. The Aussie dollar is currently at 71.96 US cents. It has eased overnight quite significantly. It did get as low as 71.85 US cents. But of course, we have seen the US dollar hit the highest level since July 2020 on that greenback strength, in particular with rising inflation and expectations around interest rates as well. US Treasuries, as I mentioned overnight, we did see a flattening of the yield curve take place. The short end of the curve outperformed in terms of the yield lift. So the yields lifted for the 2-year by 4 points to 64 basis points, but we saw the 10 yield, as mentioned earlier, up by 3 basis points to 1.64%. In terms of the commodity space, a fairly benign reaction to the release of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in the US yesterday was counted. We did see the US oil NYMEX price fall by 0.1% to $78.39 a barrel. There's expectations next week that we'll see the OPEC producers at their meeting counter that lift or at least release of those strategic reserves with some adjustment to their production on the back of that to keep those oil prices quite elevated. Gold was up by 50 cents to $1,784.30 an ounce, and iron ore continued to lift. It was up 4% to $103.45 a tonne. We're continuing to see, in particular with the iron ore price, quite a lot of volatility there as well. And the reason for that is some more optimism around the Chinese property sector. The demand outlook in particular looks like it could improve. Of course, there are some concerns around pollution curbs in those steelmaking regions in China in the winter months ahead of the Beijing Olympics. But Chinese Vice President Liu He said that he expects a reasonable amount of infrastructure construction to be brought forward to support the Chinese economy in the coming months. Now, here in Australia today, in terms of major economic data, we get an update on business investment or capital spending for the private sector. That's expected to fall 2% in the September quarter due to lockdowns. We also have earnings results from Fisher & Paykel in New Zealand, and also annual general meetings from the likes of IOOF, Evolution Mining, and also Kogan. Have a great day. Thanks.